This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 79. How to go from a shy person to a personality with pizzazz on IELTS Speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get 4 steps that you can take if you're a shy person to become awesome when it comes to the speaking test.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing? How's everything going with you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Anything new happening with you in Boston?
Not much. Just trying to get outside as much as I can. I did some biking this weekend and some hiking and some beach time. Got a nasty sunburn, but you know, it's good for the soul.
No.
Sunburns are bad for the skin, but good for the soul.
I can't remember the last time I was sunburned, honestly. I think this living in the Pacific Northwest is making me a bit pale. Maybe.
Oh, because you don't get much sun out there. Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Not usually, yeah.
No, here on the East Coast, I spent Monday on the beach all day long and I didn't do, I took care of my face very well. I got the sunscreen, but then on the rest of the body, I just didn't do very well with the sunscreen. So lots of pain
here. There's always the issue with the back, right? The back always gets sunburned.
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that, right?
Like, that's uncomfortable asking people to put lotion on your back.
Yeah, and you know, either way, they're going to miss a spot, so.
Right? Yeah. No, because they're going to feel weird about it, too. So
yeah, that's right. That's right. These are good to have, though. Good problems.
Yeah, exactly. First world problems, as they say.
Yeah, I suppose. But anyways, today, we're not talking about beaches. We're talking about IELTS. Very exciting.
Maybe IELTS on the beach.
Let's you pretend. You could prepare for IELTS on the beach. You could take IELTS Energy with you to the beach, and you could enjoy that.
Totally could. There's our link. Okay.
There you go.
All right. So what are we talking about today, Lindsay?
Yeah. So today we're talking about, you know, what are we talking about? I just totally blanked on the topic.
we're talking about, actually, that's perfect that you did that because you know what our topic is.
Yeah.
People who don't talk a lot. How are they going to do the speaking test?
That's right. We had a question from one of our listeners and he wrote in and he said, you know, I'm just not a talker. And we can empathize with that, right? I mean, we understand. My brother is just like that. He's a really smart guy, an engineer, great guy, smart guy, but he just doesn't talk much, right? And a lot of people just don't naturally go into deep conversation all the time or extended conversation. But on the IELTS exam, we need to talk.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, I get, being in the Pacific Northwest, I see a lot of candidates that work in technology fields. You know, they work for Microsoft or they're, you know, they do web design for Nike or something. And, you know, they have great jobs. A lot of them actually come from India, to be honest with you. And, their English is really good. Like I can tell their English is really good, but they're used to sitting behind a computer. They're comfortable, you know, in a environment by themselves. They're not used to being gregarious. Which
gregarious,
is a good word.
Great word. That's an SAT word. I like that. Social, right?
They're not used to just blabbering and talking a lot, especially about themselves. Like they're uncomfortable doing that. So they don't end up getting good grades on the speaking, you know, great grades on the rest of the exam, but on the speaking, not so great. So how can we help them?
Right. How can we help? Well, one recommendation that we want to throw out there, kind of a fun little recommendation, and we've talked about this on the main podcast before with my former co-host, is the idea of creating a new character for yourself, right? So it's hard if we you know, we have certain ways that we look at ourselves, right? If we call ourselves a non-talker or not very social, it's going to be hard to stay in that character and then go into the test and force ourselves to elaborate on what we're saying. But if we can create a new character for ourselves, give ourselves a fun little name, right? Then we can see ourselves in a new way. And for those 12 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever it is, we can become a talker. We can be a talker, be social, gregarious, as you say, right?
Gregarious. This goes back to a teaching technique known as suggestopedia. I don't know if you studied it, but, it's fascinating. I use these techniques a lot in my classes. So, if you sort of, give yourself an English name, or like in my case, in my Spanish class in high school, I was Rosa. Was my name. It was so fun. And, you know, you kind of just for that hour, however long, you know, the class is or the test is, you are a person who speaks English. Like I was a Spanish speaker named Rosa for that hour. Like when you're in your English class or taking the test or practicing for the test, you're not you anymore. This speaker of Chinese, the speaker of Spanish, you know, you are, Tim, you're Bob, you're Steve, you're whatever somebody English name you choose. Yeah. And that is your native, like you speak English now.
I like it. I love it. I think it's so good. And a big piece of this is not just doing it on test day, right, Jessica? It's doing it when we practice. Make sure every time we're connecting with a native speaker on Skype and we're practicing for the speaking test or we're working with a professional, we want to be that person, be that Bob, that Steve, or that Tom, right? Talking Tom, whatever it is.
I don't know why I chose the most boring names.
Former generation names.
I know. Maybe like choose a name of your favorite like singer or actor or actress or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Angelina.
Gloria Estefan. No.
Right? Yeah, totally.
Angelina Jolie.
You're like that person. So that's the first step, guys. Trying to shift your mindset into not being your shy self anymore. You're now a person who wants to speak English.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Who wants to say more things in English. So that's the first step, guys. And then I'm going to give you guys a 3-step preparation system. If you are this shy person, how can you use this new personality to prepare? Okay. So step one, don't worry about talking yet. All right. Actually write down an answer to the question that is at least 3 sentences, let's say 3 to 5 sentences. Mm-hmm. And this is for part one, just, you know, to give you an idea. So if the question is, how do you like to spend your free time? Then you cannot just say, soccer. Or like one word, right? Like make sure they're all complete sentences. Think of adding details. Who, what, where, when, why, how, all right? Yeah. So for example, I love running in my free time. I like to run with my husband, actually. Awesome. There's a golf course near our house with a beautiful forest that you can run through. Ooh. So that sort of expands it. So first, think of how to expand your answer and actually write it down.
Okay. I like this because you're taking baby steps. You're not jumping in right away to speaking those details, but you're fleshing out the details on paper first in a less stressful kind of environment where you can write it out.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're doing it by yourself, right? You're, this is by yourself that you're preparing. And by the way, guys, even if you are good at talking, quote unquote, this is also a great system for preparing for speaking part 3 because those questions are more difficult. So this is good for everyone.
If you would like a free step-by-step checklist so that you know exactly what to do when it comes to preparing for the IELTS exam, go right now to download it for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN.
All right. So first step, sit down and write. Second step, read your answers out loud.
Okay.
So you practice saying them, all these sentences connected together. Okay.
So we're hearing ourselves saying these things in greater detail. We're hearing those details and getting that sense of, oh, there's more to say than just the word sucker. Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, and you can do this by yourself. Again, you can do this looking at yourself in a mirror, maybe if you're comfortable with that, if that helps you, in your practice. You can also record yourself at this point and then listen to yourself later. Okay. So the next step would be to practice answering the questions without writing them down. So just read the question. And again, this is by yourself. Read the question and then practice answering it 3 to 5 sentences, longer answers.
Yeah. And we had talked a little bit about using the who, what, when, where, why. Where does that go in? Where can we put that in there?
Mm-hmm. So the first sentence answers the question directly. And then mm-hmm. the sentences after that give details and examples. Okay. Give specific sort of more information about your answer. So the questions are very general. Just make sure your answers aren't very general, you know?
Right.
So
go into
the general question is like, you know, did you like your hometown?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, that's not enough. You know, you have to say, oh, I loved my hometown. There were so many nice people there, so many fun things to do, like hiking and swimming and, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So that answers the who, right? So did you like your hometown, right? We answer the question, mm-hmm. who? Well, who was there? There were great people there, right? What could I do there? Oh, I could go hiking. I could go biking.
Yeah,
I could go swimming.
Exactly.
So going to that framework really quickly is an immediate way to find details. Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great way to sort of develop this system that you can practice. You're comfortable with this technique.
Yeah.
And then it's natural on the test.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. So far we've only practiced by yourself, right? But that's not really a test condition. So the final step in this process would mm-hmm. be to find another person to practice with. Right. It could be a friend, you know, that you're comfortable mm-hmm. with, or a tutor or mm-hmm. a teacher. And then practice the speaking test that way. So you're actually answering a real person.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
With your, you know, your new English speaking self, that you're so fluent and gregarious.
I like it. And again, stepping into that new self. I really like the idea. It's the subtle changes that we can make in our mind that can really make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And also, guys, don't forget that when you're actually preparing for the speaking test, if you're trying to push that speaking score higher, it's good to practice with a native to get the fluency going.
Yeah.
And it's also important to find an IELTS professional, because that IELTS professional will be able to give you feedback that you wouldn't get from the native speaker to make sure you're on the right track, right? So for that, you want to find yourself a course. We have a course, and there are lots of other courses out there where you can get that feedback from a native speaking, from an IELTS professional. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, this is one step of many, right? Developing mm-hmm. your fluency, but that's your overall English ability. But you also need to know, what does the examiner look for?
Yeah.
What does the examiner want? Because as I've said before, you know, I've seen native speakers take the test and not get that 9, not get that 8, because they don't know what the test is about.
They don't bother to prepare. They think it's easy. Yeah. They're just going to go in and, you know, just do it and get a 9, but they don't get those 9. Isn't that interesting?
So that just shows you that your overall English ability, I mean, of course, they'll at least get a 7, right?
Yeah.
They're native speakers, but still, you know, they need a higher score than that. So, and they're not going to get it. So, you know, English level is one thing, right? Test preparation is another. You need both.
Yeah. Don't get that confused. Don't just do test prep. Don't just do general fluency. Awesome. So guys, there is a way out. If you are feeling like you're not a talker, there is a solution for you. And today's episode is the answer. Any final words of wisdom when it comes to becoming a talker if we're not a talker?
Just relax and really try and think of yourself as an actor for this short period of time. You know, if you're practicing for 5 minutes or you're practicing for 20 minutes, think of yourself as you're an actor now. You are confident. You are an English speaker. Just pretend for that short period of time, and then you could go back to being quiet.
Yeah, I like it. Awesome. And check out all of our episodes about the speaking test, because we talk a lot about the speaking test
on
the IELTS Energy podcast. You can come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in speaking in the search bar, and you'll find tons of great material
that will
keep you busy all day.
Totally. Yeah. Please do that, guys. And also we have some videos on our website. There's a speaking tip video that I really like that'll help you. So check out our website, right? IELTS.allearsenglish.com.
Right.
Make sure you put your email in there, guys, so we can send you our preparation guide, because that's also really important.
Yeah. If you want that the seven easy steps to a 7 or higher, go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's SEVEN, and you'll know the steps to follow to get that 7 or higher. All right, let's cut it off for today. But it's been fun hanging out. Thanks for chilling with me today, Jessica.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.